AHSTW boys basketball figures to be in for a big year. We're joined by G.G. Harris, head coach for the Vikings. How are things looking for your group, Coach?
Hey, really solid. Everybody's healthy. They're excited to have a basketball in their hand, and they're practicing really hard. So, expectations are high. The standard's been set. So, we're just ready to get things underway.
Tell us about the core you've got coming back. Obviously not a lot to replace, so who are going to be some of your big guns here this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, our starting five is back from last year. And, right, if we had to play a game right now, that's who would be starting. But, we really add a lot of depth. And we got some guys that got some minutes last year but have really put a lot of time in the offseason. So you go our starting five, you go with Groby, who's arguably a four-year starter, going to have the most starts under his belt in our history. And then you got Kyle Sternberg, Braden Lund, Cole Scheffler, and Nick Denning, who really took a lot of the minutes last year with Jace Peterson coming off the bench. Those six really held down the front for us and played a lot of basketball. But then you quickly go to Jacob Kuhn and a Ryan Wiedemeyer and a Caden Schmidt. All those guys that I just mentioned put a lot of time in the offseason and want to be a part of something special and are really pushing the envelope. And so, you could say if we had to start a game today, that's who it's going to be. But at the same time, like I said, those guys right now are really knocking on the front door. And, freshman Luke Sternberg's also gotten himself into the mix, plays defense, plays really hard, competes, and he's not afraid to go up, punch somebody in the mouth. And so we've got a great practice atmosphere. We've got guys really competing really hard.
Last year, you accomplished about everything there was to accomplish, minus get into the state tournament. Have you put a finger on what it's going to take to get you over that hump?
Yeah, we've got to find a way to remain consistent in some of those big games, I guess you could say. We really changed the culture a little bit here, and we talked about practicing at a higher level and being elite. And, we did that for a majority of the time. We got to add that depth. We can't go a full season with just six guys or seven guys. We got to add some depth, practice, and games. And we've got to have counters. Good teams are going to scout us, and they're going to take away, our one or two, three options. And so can we have four or five? And can we do that, on command? Can we not let a whole quarter or a 12-point run go by before we make some adjustments? And that's something I've had to learn as a coach too. And so, making sure that I come back this season prepared and at my best so these guys can also compete and be at their best as well. And so, we're going to continue to do a lot of the same. If something's not broke, don't fix it. But we also know that we can grow and get better. And every single one of us part of this program has done that in the offseason. And so we're looking forward to seeing that come into fruition this year.
Who do you think might be pushing you within the Western Iowa Conference?
Well, I think the conference is, tough every single year. Even when people say it's down, it's super competitive. There's a lot of pride there. And, I think we're going to get a lot of people's best shots, like a lot of good teams do. I feel like, when there's been other really dominant teams in the WIC, I felt like we've always been able to give people their best shot. And so, Trainer's always a super solid tradition, and, they're going to be tough. Tri-Center and Underwood, they're going to be well coached and a really tough out. And IKM is never going to beat themselves. So I know those guys right there in the forefront are going to be really tough, especially when you go to their place. But Autumn is going to be much better. Riverside is going to be better. Mo Valley is going to be much better. You go across the board. Again, like I said, you can't take a night off in the WIC. And so we're proud to be in this conference, and we know we're going to have to compete every night out.
That'll work, Coach. Thanks for your time. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Ben. Thank you very much.
It's Riverside Coach G.G. Harris joining us. We'll be back with more coverage right after this on KSOM.